This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We will call Joint Appropriations Committee to order. Welcome those of you in the room and those of you listening online. We will begin with roll call.
Sutton, Nassava, Cronin, Partridge, Peters.
Present.
Haverly.
Here.
White. Allers.
Here.
Carson.
Here.
Howard.
Here.
Carr. Peterson.
Here.
Lake. Bartles.
Here.
Wick.
Here.
Hunhoff.
Here.
Tiedemann.
Here also.
Anderson.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Barely, but we do.
Okay.
Once again, today we are still working on budget agreements, and so all of our agencies left and bills left need to be deferred. So we are going to once again recess. Hopefully, we can work on something this afternoon, and just have to stay in touch, and we'll let you know. So until then, we are in recess. Oh, Pages, sure. Step up and introduce yourselves.
This is kind of, okay. My name is Loretta Simon. I am from Gettysburg, and my future plans are pursuing a music education degree and a minor in theater.
Where?
Either NSU or SDSU.
Okay.
I'm not sure yet.
I'm Lyra Gruenhagen. I'm from DeSmet, and I hope to go to SDSU and major in hospitality management.
Great. Welcome to both of you. Glad you could be here. Okay, with that, we will be in recess. We will call Joint Appropriations Committee back to order. We are going to begin with House Bill 1056, an act to revise the property tax levies for the general fund of school districts and to revise the state aid to general education formula. We have an amendment to be offered at this time.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
I would move 1056 Bravo Alpha.
Who made the second? We have a motion by Senator Tiedemann, second by Senator White, to amend 1056 with 1056BA. Comments on that motion?
Are we going to have...
Did you want to... No, we don't need to do that. We'll just... let's go to the vote, and then we'll have comments on it.
Wait, can we get it? If I may, Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
What it's doing, if I can have your attention... It's moving 1055 and 1056 together. So it's marrying the two bills into one.
It's the levy bill. Okay.
They've got to read it a while.
We'll talk about it. Let's get the amendment on the bill, and then we'll talk about it. So all those in favor of amending House Bill 1056 with 1056BA, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion's carried. Okay, with that, we will begin with proponent testimony on House Bill 1056 as amended. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Derek Johnson, the Bureau of Finance and Management. House Bill 1056 that you have before you as amended is the annual bill funding level for the school districts as well as the property tax levies for state aid to general education and state aid to special education. The amendment now presented in front of you would increase the target teacher compensation by 1%. It sets the levies to meet the state local proportion. And in addition to that, it adjusts the overhead rate to 31.67% for the state aid to general education formula. In addition to that, it changes the funding per disability level for state aid to special education, increases those by 1%, sets the levies to meet the state and local proportion, as well as cleans up some language relating to the index factor. So the bill that you have in front of you would set the target teacher salary at $49,131.96. The ag levy for state aid to general education would be set at 1.512. The owner occupied levy would be 3.383, and the commercial other levy would be 7.001. This meets the state local share requirement of a 60.47% state share target for fiscal year 2020. In addition, the bill adjusts the overhead rate from 31.04% to 31.67% as other revenues are counted as local effort in the formula. As for state aid to special education, level one disability funding would be $5,527.09. Level 2, $12,756.08. Level 3, $16,258.12. Level 4, $15,766.80. Level 5, $28,161.22. And level 6, $8,111.33. The state local share requirement of 39.3% state share in FY 2020 would be met with a levy of 1.367. And then finally, the bill includes some cleanup language. You'll notice for each disability level, the statute states the allocation shall be increased by the lesser of the index factor or 3%. The index factor is defined in the same statute as the change in consumer price index, or 3%. And so, therefore, that language is duplicative and is not needed. And so with that, I'd stand by for questions. Thank you.
Okay. Further proponent testimony on House Bill 1056 as amended. Any further proponent testimony? Seeing none, we will move to opponent testimony on House Bill 1056 as amended. Is there any opponent testimony? Seeing none, we will close public testimony and move to committee questions. Senator Peters.
Thank you. I have a question in regards to the levy set for special ed. The way I understand it, it was very difficult to hear him, was special ed was 1%. As well as the levies were set for 1%, as well as general ed for 1%?
Correct. Further questions? Senator Cronin.
Yeah, can I ask a question of BFM? Or if we were to go 1% on the regular general fund levy, and not do 1% and just do the mandatory minimum for special education, what would happen with our numbers?
Mr. Chair, well, the teachers that are teaching special ed, as you increase that target salary, that would also affect those teachers. And so I'm not sure I understand the question.
Okay. Here's the scenario. If we do not include special ed in the 1% adjustment, those teachers are still going to get paid based on the formula because they're just teachers. And then the 1.7 target that is part of the deal doesn't reach 1.7 because that money has to apply to special ed as well, so special ed teachers as well.
Mr.
Senator Peters.
Thank you. I have a question in regards to the teacher salary. With the new money, is that tied? If we're going to increase levies for 1% for both special ed and general ed, where is the guarantee that this goes to teacher pay?
I'll answer that. There is none in the bill. There's none currently in law. We're going to do it through a letter of intent.
Can I follow up that question?
Okay.
If there is no guarantee that the increase of 1% doesn't go to teacher pay, then why do we need to increase special ed for 1%?
Because they're all teachers. If the school does something for teachers, they have to do it uniformly for all teachers. We're not going to go down that rabbit hole. Are there other questions? Representative Howard.
Sorry. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just because I haven't had time to look at this, I was just wondering if you could walk me through the ag owner-occupied commercial levies before and after. If you could just throw them out, that would be great.
Please.
Sure. Let me first go through the levies for state aid to general education. The current levy for ag is 1.507. Under this 1% scenario, the levy would move to 1.512, so 1.507 to 1.512. For owner-occupied, the current levy is 3.372. At 1%, that would move to 3.383. And for other, the current levy is 6.978, and that would move to 7.001. And let me get the state aid to special education levy as well. For state aid to special education, the current levy for all three property classes is 1.261. At this 1% scenario, that would move to 1.367.
Okay. Further questions on House Bill 1056 as amended? Senator Sutton, did you have a question? Okay, you have a follow-up?
I'm sorry. Thank you, Mr. Chair. The second mill levy you gave us was just the same. So is special ed is just one levy for all classes of property?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You mentioned duplicative language in this, and I missed what you said that was for, and point out to me where that is at in this amendment.
Mr. Please. Chair, that's actually in the original bill. I don't know if you have House Bill 1056.
1056
in front of you.
I'll pull it up.
So if you have the original introduced bill, if you look on page 4, line 9, there's a subsection 3 that is describing the index factor as the annual percentage change in consumer price index for urban wage earners and clerical workers as computed by the Bureau of Labor Statistics of the United States Department of Labor for the year preceding or 3%. And so then in the following section, in section 4, where it says the target teacher salary is the previous year's, excuse me, not in that section. Is that where the...
What? No, it's in the...
Oh, so then in the special ed amendment where each of the funding level for each of the disabilities is saying increased by the lesser of the index factor or 3%, the 3% in each of those sections is not needed because the index factor is CPI or 3%, whichever is less.
Further questions? Or any follow-up, Senator? Okay. Any further questions on House Bill 1056 as amended? Seeing none, we will close that portion and move to committee discussion. Oh.
What? Can we just have a clarification maybe on, you said there would be a letter of intent on the accountability question. Is that right? How do you handle the schools are going to be held to, according to the statute, that they have to put 85% of the money into teacher salaries. Will the statute be changed?
That was done last year.
Okay. What about the maintenance of effort on the special ed? Because our maintenance of effort will go up with what you're doing, it looks like.
I'm not certain about that. Ms. Darnell, do you?
Maintenance of effort on special ed, that will go up on the district side.
Those will be, my understanding is those will happen through the motion sheets when we set the motion budget for
okay.
Department of Ed.
So they'll be handled separate other than this bill.
Yep.
Mr. Chair, could
yes.
Just a second. I need to clarify some things with the Senate.
Okay. We will recess for 5 minutes. Okay. There we go. We will come back to order. Any further discussion from the committee? Any further discussion? Seeing none. Senator Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to pass on House Bill 1056, Bravo Alpha, or as amended. Second by Partridge.
I have a motion by Senator Tiedemann, second by Senator Partridge, do pass on House Bill 1056 as amended. Comments on that motion, Senator?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, this is our annual bill that we look at in setting the levies for the property tax, that portion of the dollars that come in to support the state aid formula. It's a situation where because of increased enrollment and also because of the 1% that the levies will go up, so it will make it more of a challenge on the floor to get this passed through, but it's for the right purpose. We have enrollment increases. We have enrollment increases in special ed, and I'd urge support on House Bill 1056 as amended.
Okay. Further comments on that motion? Senator?
Yeah, one other comment I'll make. Because of the maintenance of effort that we have on special ed, this is really a critical vote going forward because that then becomes the new bottom that we have to look at in the future. You folks will have to look at it. I'll just look at it from afar. But I am concerned about it because it does reflect that we have more children that are falling into that special ed category. And I think we as a state and as a local entity have to do what we can to make sure we're providing the services to everybody. Thank you.
Okay. Representative Howard.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And since maintenance of effort was brought up, I will just mention that that is why I'll be voting against this, simply because of the maintenance of effort on special education going forward, and knowing that, you know, if we were to ever have declining numbers in enrolled in special ed, we're still held to that maintenance of effort number. So, and I struggle with that. Thank you.
Okay. Anything further from the committee?
Well,
Senator Partridge.
However, the MOE is something that is federally, we have to match that with the federal funds, so it's not like something we're really deciding to do here as far as the maintenance of effort. It's not something that we can just decide to do or not to do per se as it relates to that. I realize it creates a baseline and that's important, but the MOE is something that is part of the overall formula with the feds.
Correct.
So,
anything further? I will just close then with my words of encouragement for you to support this bill. It's part of the process that we go through every year. It's part of the way we fund education in this state and how we're going to make everything work in the final analysis of the last couple of days of session. So with that, all those in favor of the motion, the do pass motion on 1056 as amended, will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Sutton.
Aye.
Nessipa.
Yes.
Cronin.
Yes.
Partridge.
Aye.
Peters.
Pass.
Haverly.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Ahlers.
Aye.
Carson.
Aye.
Howard.
Nay.
Carr.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Lake.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Nessipa.
No.
Cronin.
Aye.
Peters.
No.
Wick.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
We have 15 yeas and 3 nays.
Okay. House Bill 1056 as amended is passed.
Title amendment?
Yes, we have a title amendment. Senator?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that title to House Bill 1056 as amended be as follows. It's title amendment 1056, Bravo, Tango, Bravo.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Senator Tiedemann, second by Senator Partridge, to amend the title of 1056 with 1056-BTB. Do you want to make any further comments?
Well, the comments, if you look at the title amendment, it's on page 1, line 1 of the printed bill. Delete the property and insert certain property on page 1, line 2, delete general.
Okay. Seeing nothing further, all those in favor of the title amendment will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Title is amended. With that, I know we've got to get to caucus, but let's quickly take up House Bill 1055. What we did in 1056 was combine general ed and special ed. The House Bill 1055 was additionally drafted to deal with only special ed. This way we just have one bill going forward. So at this time I will ask for a motion to table House Bill 1055. Motion by Senator Wick, second by Representative Bartles to table House Bill 1055. That being a non-debatable motion, all those in Well, we'll have to take roll call. All those in favor of tabling motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll.
Sutton?
Aye.
Nessipa?
Aye.
Cronin?
No.
Partridge?
Aye.
Peters?
No.
Haverly?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Ollers?
Aye.
Carson?
Aye.
Howard?
Aye.
Carr?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Lake?
Aye.
Bartles?
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
15 yeas and 3 nays.
Okay, House Bill 1055 is tabled. Okay, as I mentioned, House Republicans have caucus already started, so at this time we will recess until probably after the House gets done on the floor. Does the Senate have a time that you're going back to the floor scheduled?
5 o'clock.
Okay. Let's see how long it takes the House. We're planning to go on the floor at 3:30. If we would be done, you know, in a half hour, 45 minutes, we could come back in and get a little more work done. So if the senators kind of just be mindful of where we're at in the House and stop in here when we adjourn, why, that would be great. We are in recess. Thank you.